Alarm phone, hello.
Hola.
Salam alaikum.
Allô, bonjour.
Alarm phone,
c'est Alarm phone.
How are you, my friend?
¿Cómo estás, amigo?
How many are you on
can you hear me?
Est-ce que vous m'entendez?
Okay, can you,
Benny, do
can
you,
you give me your GPS position?
Chronique amère.
Chronique à
chronique
mère.
Chronique amère.
Une chronique mensuelle réalisée par des membres du réseau Alarm phone. Freedom, I don't
need them. Where's your freedom? Combien de personnes êtes-vous sur le bateau?
Can you hear me?
What kind of boat are you on?
Me puedes dar
how
position?
Many are you on the boat? Keep calm, keep as calm as you can. Okay, I call you back.
ما هو لون القارب؟
Je vous rappelle.
Try calling again, because right now I can't hear anything.
La Méditerranée est devenue un cimetière.
Parce que des milliers de gens traversent la Méditerranée.
Parce que la mer Méditerranée est une frontière.
Parce que les frontières perpétuent le racisme et le colonialisme.
Parce que le racisme et le colonialisme tuent.
Parce qu'en 2023, 3129 personnes sont mortes ou disparues en traversant.
260 personnes par mois.
782 personnes par semaine.
Près de 9 personnes par jour.
Et bien bien plus dont on ne sait rien.
Rien qu'une fois, faire les vagues et tout casser rien qu'une fois.
Parce que des histoires existent derrière les chiffres.
Parce que ces histoires doivent être racontées.
Parce qu'on veut continuer à lutter.
Parce qu'on ne veut pas oublier.
Parce qu'on ne veut pas s'habituer.
Parce qu'on savait.
Parce qu'on savait.
Parce qu'on savait.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the 24th episode of Chronique Amère, a monthly chronicle in which we talk about what's happening on Europe's maritime borders, and always from Alarm Phone. For this episode, we are diving into the map, going beyond our keyboards, screens and phones, and heading to the central Mediterranean. Thanks to Christine and her audio recorder, we are taking you on board of the Nadir sailing boat, one of the civil fleet assistance and rescue boats operating in the region. The work we do with Alarm Phone is very complementary to that of the rescue boats and civil aircraft, Seabird and Colibri. Someone from the Nadir's crew told us that Alarm Phone and the planes play a fundamental role because we relay GPS positions that enable the ships to find boats in distress. Without this information, they would be much less effective. Talking to some of the crew, we also realized that it's not just our actions that are relayed, it's also our stress. During an Alarm Phone shift, when we receive the information that a rescue vessel has an image of the boat and of the people on board in distress, we are very relieved. For us, it's the end of our work, the moment when the anxiety and tension can be released. When we can breathe a sigh of relief, because we know that the people on board are going to be rescued. But for the rescue boat and the crew, it's actually the moment when it all begins, when the adrenaline and stress kick in. Because they have to be able to communicate clearly with the people on board, avoid panic, and potentially evacuate people without anyone falling overboard. It was last August, a very busy period, with a huge number of people crossing from Tunisia to Lampedusa.
Tout l'équipage est arrivé hier.
The entire crew arrived yesterday, Saturday. We met the departing crew. They were very tired, having accompanied and brought to safety over 800 people in 2 weeks in the area.
En deux semaines sur zone. Et voilà, le premier jour, c'est un peu le moment de se rencontrer.
And now, it is the first day, time to meet up. Get to know each other and to discuss who's going to be in which cabin and to discover the boat.
Alors Nadir, c'est un voilier en métal.
Nadir is a metal sailboat, 19 meters long. It's a sailing boat. It's not ideal for sea rescue.
Pour faire du sauvetage en mer, mais bon, il a été acheté il y a 4 ans par l'ONG.
But it was purchased 4 years ago by the NGO rescue ship and adapted to be able to do mainly observation and, if necessary, rescue.
Du sauvetage.
Nadir is 19 meters long.
4 sails, 40 barrels.
A 300 HP engine.
1,000 liters of diesel consumed per rotation.
10 rotations per year.
1,000 liters of water reserves.
8,000 euros per rotation.
2 tanks of 1,000 liters of diesel.
7 crew members on board.
5,200 people assisted on their way to Europe in 2023.
So my name is Nico. It's this one, I have, for example, this one situation of having like an eye contact with like real sympathy, like with real, I don't know, without feeling like a hierarchy or something. And somehow it's like one little moment that gives me a bit like a feeling of being together in a common struggle somehow against borders, against racism somehow. Even if it's, of course, a bit a lot of imagination that I put into the situation, but yeah.
Ciao, sono Giulia. Una delle cose che mi dà energia a fare quello che sto facendo è avere, diciamo, fare qualche cosa di pratico, di effettivo, che secondo me è un po'
Hello,
una
I'm Giulia. One of the things that energizes me to do what I'm doing is to have, let's say, to do something practical,
inutilità,
to do something effective, and that I think is a bit of a cure for this feeling, a bit of a sense of anger and a sense of, I don't know how to put it, and uselessness when you read the news or you're informed about what's going on at the level of the borders and the European racist policies.
Sicuramente quello che facciamo è una piccola parte, ma sentire di essere come persone che si oppongono e si organizzano.
And certainly what we do is a small part, but to feel that we're like civilized, normal people who are opposed and organized at the practical level for the response of protest, of anger.
To check the breathing, you want to free the thorax, so you will be cutting.
Jour 2, lundi 31 juillet.
Day 2, Monday, July 31st.
Nous nous sommes réveillés de bonne heure. Nous avions un entraînement révision des gestes de premier
secours. We woke up early for the first aid training session with the onboard doctor and first aider.
Once you see there is no breathing, at this point you start the resuscitation.
La matinée a été consacrée en partie à finir les courses, notamment les stops d'eau.
We spend a part of the morning finishing off the errands, notably the water supplies, as well as picking up more or less 50 extra life jackets. We decided to take on board 200 life jackets, given the impressive numbers of crossings, and we'd rather have too many than not enough. And then this afternoon we spent the afternoon giving our two new crew members their first safety and boat discovery briefing. We tested our life jackets, our helmets, adapted them, checked that the AIS responders were working, which are the devices for locating somebody if they fall overboard, making sure that the life jackets were triggering properly.
We said in our case you will do first the 5 rescue breathings. If you are alone because nobody has heard there is something happening, you don't waste time to go and look for something, so you start massaging.
Vendredi 4 août, sixième jour de rotation sur Nadir.
Friday, August 4th, sixth day of the rotation on Nadir. We set off after receiving numerous reports about boats between Tunisia and Lampedusa. These alerts come from alarms, open arms, or heard on the VHF radio. After several hours of sailing, we come across a first boat made of metal with around 40 people on board. We start handing out life jackets to everyone, but suddenly a second boat arrives. Night has fallen, making maneuvering more complex. People are even more stressed. Then a third boat appears in the darkness. We continue to distribute life jackets, assess the situation, and evacuate medical emergencies to Nadir. The situation was already tense when later that night we discovered a fourth boat in a very bad state. On one of the boats, there were two pregnant women in a very worrying state. Both are at term. We contact the coast guards on the radio, but they reply that they're overwhelmed and can't come to evacuate them. As time was running out, we decided to take all the people on board Nadir. We set off for Lampedusa with lots of people on board. It was impressive. There were people everywhere. Most of the survivors were posed. There were survival blankets flying all over the place, and there was a sound of crumbled aluminium foil in the wind. It was still dark, but daylight was just around the corner. And then there was a beautiful sunrise, and the survivors were gradually waking up, some of them saying prayers. A rather peaceful moment of calm.
Les personnes qui faisaient des prières. Un moment de calme un peu assez paisible. En arrivant à Lampedusa, quand on est entré dans le port, en fait, on entrait dans le port.
When we arrived in Lampedusa, when we entered the harbor, in fact, we entered the harbor at 9:30 in the morning, there were a lot of tourist boats coming out for their day trips. And it was, surreal, this telescoping of universes. The disembarkation was handled by the cops and Frontex, and after making us stand for 4.5 hours in the hot weather, they unloaded the boats in a very unpleasant way, shouting at people and then lining them up. As we didn't know how many people were on board, I decided to count them, and I was a bit hallucinating. That's 170 people were on Nadir for a few hours. Nadir has never welcomed so many people. It's a new record. It was my birthday yesterday. So 170 Boza is a nice birthday present, I think.
Record battu là. Moi, c'était mon anniversaire hier. Alors 170 Boza. C'est un beau cadeau d'anniversaire, je trouve.
Hi, my name is Jelka.
The one thing that I always come back to are those, what I struggle with generally within this work is this reality check between doing the work and then coming back to land, going to restaurants, being the tourist, being white, being privileged. And I was crossing the Atlantic a couple of months ago and went through the Middle Passage. So this like, when we work in the Mediterranean, we always speak of this massive cemetery, but then like also the Atlantic obviously is this crazy cemetery created by the Western nations, enslaving millions of people. And this sort of like correlation of really liking and loving to be on the water on the one hand, and also experiencing some sort of freedom when you sail, and losing touch to reality sometimes in stress relief always brings back at the same time those memories and thoughts about what this territory means to other people.
A lot of time I was reflecting a lot about the difficulty in being having now a little role in this situation where it's clear people are in high danger, but also knowing somehow people, when they come to Europe and are in Europe, they are still in danger. They are far beyond being safe when they come to land in all this racist state that they're coming to, and people that that they encounter. And yes, this is like an ongoing difficult moment, I would say.
Yes, Astral, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am, I'd like to inform you of one small wooden boat with migrants on board. If you are ready, I can give you a position.
Mercredi 9 août, il est bientôt midi. J'ai pris mon car il y a une petite heure.
Wednesday, August 9th. It's almost noon. I took my shift an hour ago. The night was very quiet. And now we're heading for a position relayed by a fisherman who was indicating two boats moving slowly forward. We didn't really get a good idea of the number of people on board, but it could be around 80. So we'll check and see how they're getting on.
À peu près 80 personnes. Et on va checker pour voir comment ça va pour eux.
Help, this is a Lampedusa radio.
We need help, please, we are migrant. We need help, we are on the sea. Our boat has problem, please, we need help.
Là, on a en visuel un bateau. On s'approche pour...
Here we have a visual of a boat and we approach it to get more details.
11530720. I think it's good if you approach with the tender.
Okay.
Then we have two boats in the water, we have also the tender in the water. Just a reminder, if they start to jump, we go back.
Arnaud pour Christine de Nadir.
Oui, allô Nadir, allô, vous écoute.
Tout va bien pour vous?
Oui, jusqu'ici ça va.
Je vais me reposer un peu. Je donne la radio à mon amie Julia. C'est Julia qui va parler avec vous après.
Ok, je sais. Je sais qu'elle parle français.
Elle parle français, oui.
Ok, merci.
À tout à l'heure.
Merci.
Here. You are Arnaud's contact person. Official. Bah, il est 19h, je viens de remonter à bord avec Yelka.
It is 7 p.m. and I've just come back on board with Yelka. We found two boats that we've been following for a while until one of them broke down. We towed it and the other boat followed. We spent 5 hours on the dinghy accompanying them, encouraging them and giving them water. Great communication with the people on board.
Super communication avec les gens à bord. On a laissé une,
there's a boat following us that's autonomous, and we left it with the VHF, donc, so I communicated with Arnaud, who has the VHF. And the boat we're towing is doing well on board too.
Qu'on remorque, ça va bien à bord aussi. Je sais plus exactement, 30,
there are, I don't know exactly, 30 or 33 and 42 people. Two babies who are doing well.
La nuit très intense qu'on a eue l'autre jour, c'est beaucoup plus...
After the very intense night we had the other day, it's much more pleasant and a bit restorative, I think, for all of us to do what Nadir usually does, which is to accompany, to bring to safety. We've given life jackets to everyone, water and crackers to the boats that had nothing left to eat.
Ça fait du bien. On a encore quelques heures de route.
We still have a few hours drive to Lampedusa and should arrive around 3:30 in the morning. If the Coast Guard, the Charlie Papa, don't come to pick them up in the meantime.
Question: do you have any information about a Coast Guard vessel or a Guardia Financiera vessel coming to help us with the two boats we are assisting?
Radio. Yes, you're back at the clandestine, sir. Il faudra détacher la corde. Est-ce que
vous pouvez détacher la corde à l'avant du bateau?
Nadir, Charlie Baba, Good evening, sir. Do you confirm two migrant boats close to your position?
Space, right?
Yeah, the
operation
needs space.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
line is
done. Okay. Christine, tell them that we drive a bit away for the space, but yeah.
That's what?
We drive a bit away so that the other vessel has space.
On fait garde un peu pour les laisser travailler.
Etat de main?
Yes.
Vous avez été super. On vous souhaite bon courage pour la suite.
Bon courage! Bon courage!
Abbiamo liberato la cima e ci stiamo allontanando.
Ok, grazie.
Hello, my name is Yunus. So on bigger ships, when we have guests or survivors on board, we try to do things together with them. Like on this one rotation, our electrician showed them how to wire things together. And then we had someone from Cameroon, he used to be a firefighter, and then he did like a firefighting workshop. So it was kind of like the crew did something, and then the guests on board did something, and it was just a really nice being together with them. I mean, at that point, we had 3 weeks together with them. That was the time when we had standoffs. So you cannot compare it to sometimes the few days we have on board now, or the, when we are on smaller rescue ships, either no time or just a couple of hours. And also we have, depending on the space and how they are actually feeling, right? And yeah, so it's always really depends on the situation, the circumstances, but there is actually a lot of things that you can do. So it doesn't get boring, and it also comes along with good guest care, kind of like being always fair, transparent.
What are you preparing for breakfast?
Ah, today we do pancakes for the best crew.
Wow, so great.
You always get what you deserve.
And what is your recipe? Can you share it,
or
is it secret?
Oh no, this is just flour, some baking powder, oat milk.
Ciao, sono Lucia. Un aneddoto, ovviamente, il primo che mi viene in mente è quello che riguarda una delle giornate, diciamo, centrali della di queste due settimane in mare.
Hello, I'm Lucia. The first story that comes to mind happened about halfway through our 2 weeks at sea. That evening we were very tired because we had assisted several boats the days before, and so everyone had gone to bed except me and Jelka because we were in charge of the night watch. At some point, around 1 or 2 a.m., we start hearing noises.
Turno di notte, erano tra l'una e le due di notte, a un certo punto c'è stato questo momento in cui non capivamo se c'era c'erano dei rumori, così, sento dire...
At first we don't understand what it is at all, then we hear,
in mezzo al mare,
salam alaikum,
ci giriamo,
just like that, in the middle of the sea. So we turn around and realize that a boat has approached us, one of those metal boats that are very dangerous to travel on. So there it is, the boat is there, and here we go again, the whole thing starts all over again. We wake up the others, some of them are in their pyjamas, and that's it. And I can say that we didn't give up with this boat. But yes, it was a slightly surreal moment, almost ironic. It was very friendly. Hello.
Un po' ironico, diciamo, questo saluto, molto simpatico.
On a un drapeau cuir sur Nadir en guise de pavillon national. Et il y avait plusieurs personnes cuir dans ce groupe.
qu'on a du bateau qu'on a évacué.
We have a queer flag on Nadir. There were several queer people in this group from the boat we evacuated. When they saw this boat, several people came to wish us happy pride or to say, we are queer boys rescued by a queer boat, so great.
Très, très agréable.
Wednesday, August 11th.
Ouais, on est arrivé vendredi soir avec 54 escapés à bord. Il y a eu un trop beau moment.
We arrived on Friday evening with 54 survivors on board. And there was one moment that was just too beautiful.
Le coucher de soleil.
Once people had been reassured, we arrived and there was Lampedusa in the background, the sunset, the dolphins, and then a moment of joy and dancing and singing on the boat, where I took the liberty of taking out the microphone and recording.
That's it. Chronique Amère is finished for today. We wanted to end this episode with thoughts of solidarity. Thoughts of solidarity for those who cross and manage to reach the other side, most of the time autonomously, without the support of alarm phone nor civil boats. Thoughts of solidarity for those who try to cross, but are intercepted and taken back to countries of departure, where they will be locked up again or deported to the desert and left there with nothing. Thoughts for our comrades on board the boats and planes of the civil fleet, for whom rescue operations are sometimes very difficult. Solidarity with the crews who are shot at by the so-called Libyan coast guards to prevent them from taking people on board and taking them to Europe. And thoughts of solidarity for those people who are constantly looking for news of their loved ones who have disappeared during a crossing. Thank you to everyone who made this episode possible. Thank you to those who took part, who translated, who recorded, who gave feedback. Thank you to Christine, Julia, Lucia, Jelka, Eunice, Nico, and Johannes for letting us come on board with them, for sharing the stress and good moments with us, and for allowing us to feel a little closer to the people being rescued, to hear what it's like inside the map. You can listen to this episode again on the websites of Jet FM, Radio Galère, and Canal Sud. You can also share it with friends and family and broadcast it as much as you'd like. To find out more about Alarm Phone and crossing Europe's maritime borders, visit the Watch the Med website or the Alarm Phone website. See you next month for a new edition of Chronique Amère. And until then, hand on heart, and fist raised.